Last week, the Columbia City Council adopted its budget for the fiscal year 2015. City Manager Mike Mathis called it a watershed year, saying it was time for the city to address the projects and services that had been postponed during the recession. But finding the money to do so is not entirely straightforward. KBIA's Bram Sable-Smith set out to ask the question, why?
By most indicators, Columbia is a thriving city. It ranks high on several best small places lists. The unemployment rate is pretty low, 3.7% in 2013. The growth rate is pretty high, up 5.9% between 2010 and 2013. And you'd think, as goes the city, so goes its government. But this is what budget discussions sounded like at City Council earlier this month.
Every city department is about 30% understaffed from our competition, our benchmark, our comparison cities.
That's City Manager Mike Mathis. He says there's a reason for the disconnect between the city's growth and its government's.
We are heavily, heavily reliant on the sales tax.
More than a quarter of revenue in the city's general fund, which pays for, among other services, the police and fire departments, comes from sales tax, more than any other source. Compare it to less than 9% of revenue coming from property taxes. And sales tax is particularly susceptible to the economy. In a good economy, people spend more, but in a bad one, people spend less. Combine the recent recession with the rise of online shopping, where local sales taxes are avoided altogether, and Columbia's reliance on sales tax revenue becomes a major problem.
Since 2001, we've had a 20% reduction in per capita revenue from the sales tax.
So how does a community become so dependent on sales tax? Well, by choice.
Sales tax became popular as a source of municipal revenue starting about 30 years ago. Before that, the property tax prevailed in most jurisdictions.
Terry Jones is a professor of political science and public policy administration at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. He says for local communities, sales tax presented an attractive alternative to property taxes for two reasons. First, sales tax is collected in small increments.
Secondly, in many jurisdictions, much of the sales tax, I would estimate probably 20 to 30% in Columbia's case, is paid by non-residents of Columbia, particularly with a large number of students.
So, Missouri municipalities lobbied for approval to collect local sales taxes, first for general revenue, then additional ones earmarked for specific purposes. And for a while, at least, the strategy worked and spread. A 2014 report by the Tax Foundation says Missouri's average local sales tax rate, that's the combined sales taxes of city and county, is the sixth highest in the country. And voters in Columbia will be asked to renew two of those sales tax initiatives in 2015. But Mathis says increasing sales tax alone is no longer sufficient for the city, particularly for funding the police and fire departments.
I can't hire a police officer and then lay him off next year when the money didn't come in, right? So we really do need a property tax support for that.
So in November, Columbia voters will be asked to consider a 30-cent increase in property taxes to fund public safety. For KBIA News, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.